Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Mari DiCarlo Bishop.
Mari is with the People's Alternative Living Sanctuary. And we talked yesterday about the sanctuary, about some changes coming up, and also talked a little bit about some music we're going to play for you today. Let's talk a little bit more about this recording, and then we'll have A Mind is a Beautiful Thing to Save.
Well, Rod Clemons is a producer in New York now. Very interesting character. He's kind of like Stevie Wonder, only in a different way. He's blind and black, and he has a music degree in classical piano. But he's also a jazz and pop and contemporary Christian writer, and he's now a producer in New York City. And you can find him on Facebook, RodClemons. And then there's Everett Bradley, who sings. He's the second male voice you'll hear. And he had a role in Stomp as one of the stars in Stomp on Broadway after we did this performance, graduated and went to New York and got that job. And I went to New York and I started my nonprofit there called the People's Alternative Living Sanctuary. And I continued my work using my music to raise funds for basically trying to house homeless, whether they were mentally ill or disabled or artists or scientists and teachers. We had everybody living with us to support our cause.
Yeah.
So I did that in both Hell's Gate, which is in Harlem, and Hell's Kitchen, which is down in just south of Times Square. And we rented space for rehearsals. We did conferences about mental health awareness and alternatives to drugs as treatment for mental health issues.
The actual recording of this, it has classical bits in it. It's even got a little bit of rap in it. And you said you recorded it in the 80s, 85,
86? 1986. Right after Farm Aid.
Where did you record it at?
Indiana University School of Music television station, WTIU, did a special, and we recorded it during the recording of the TV special where all of us were there, including Indiana University singing Hoosiers, who do the choral part on this.
So, again, the name of it is
A Mind is a Beautiful Thing to Save, or The Mana Song.
Everybody knows someone who is broken and lonely, spending all the time alone. No one cares for them only.
Just might have to write this
again, folks, if they want to help support the PALS ministry here, they can get in touch with you. Tell us how to do that again.
Again, the number is 828-208-1815. If anybody wants to order a CD, they just give me a call and give me their information, and I'll make one and send it to them.
Okay, so you can
they
do that.
They can also get some of my jazz and classical music if they want it as well.
Okay, so they can just get in touch with you
for
to find
any donation.
Out more. Now, I know, like you were saying, you're in the process of moving, and they're going to do some work for a few months. When you get ready to open back up, will you come back and visit with us and let us know you're getting up and running again?
Oh, I wouldn't. Nothing would stop me. I can't wait to see the time when everything's come together and we're all moved in and we're starting up again in May.
Well, we look forward to talking with you then, and good
you,
luck with everything between now and then. Our guest yesterday and today was Mari DiCarlo Bishop of the People's Alternative Living Sanctuary. Mari, thank you for visiting with us, telling us about the PALS ministry, and letting us enjoy some of your music. As always, Community Close-Up is available on the radio at this time, but it's also available online at our website. Just look for Community Close-Up. If you missed the first part of this interview, be sure to go to the website and check it out. Again, thank you, Mari. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.